Prestbury Squash Club are this week's Cheshire Silt 106.9 Club of the Week, ahead of the club hosting a professional tour event for the first time when they host the Holmes Naden Prestbury Squash Open in October. Based on Bolling Grove in Prestbury, the club is one of very few squash-only clubs in the country, and whether you want to play socially or competitively, it has opportunities for players of all abilities to get involved, as squash coach Chris Ogden explains.
It's one of the only squash-only clubs, I think, in the country. So a lot of other squash clubs have cricket and hockey as an extra sport, whereas Prestbury Squash Club is just purely squash-only. We've got four squash courts and a kind of modern looking bar that overlooks all four squash courts, and we have junior coaching programs, ladies only sessions, and teams that are playing in the Northwest County Squash Leagues, which is probably one of the biggest squash leagues in the world for a number of teams and divisions. It is a very kind of community based sport, really, because it's quite maybe a little bit more niche than maybe tennis or definitely football is. So players seem to have that shared hobby, and it creates quite a strong knit community between players. And yeah, like tonight, for example, it's a team match night, so you're playing as an individual, but you're also playing for your team. So it is a team sport as well, I guess. So predominantly the most coaching sessions we do is for the juniors, so our junior coaching programme. And we run them for kids aged 4 years old all the way up to 18 years old, and our sort of player pathway guides them through all the different levels to get up to hopefully being able good competent squash players by the end of it. It gives you a hobby for life, so it's going to be one of those things that becomes a big part of your life. It's a great group of people that you're going to meet. They're very kind of like-minded individuals, so you get to meet new friends and new social circles, and all at the same time as keeping really fit, playing squash. I think with it being one of the only squash-only clubs, you know that everybody who's going to be here is here for the squash. They're not here for any other sports or anything. So it does have a very kind of strong community feel about it. And yeah, it's just quite a nice place to be a part of. It's got the bar overlooks all four courts, so you can have a game and come upstairs and have a drink while you watch some other people play. And the social side of it is quite big.
There's always lots going on at the club, with club nights, social squash and league fixtures throughout the week. It's become a big part of Sarah Lonsdale's life since first visiting the club with her family, as it's an activity her whole family have got involved with, including her 9-year-old son, who is now also involved at the club.
I've been playing since I was quite little. My whole family have played, so I've got 3 brothers and my parents also played. I enjoy it because obviously it's good for fitness. And I'm not really a gym goer, so it's you feel like you're more playing a game and you're socialising, so you don't see it as more of a fitness side, so it's enjoyable. You get to see your friends and everyone here is really nice. We meet up afterwards and we also have the social side, so we always have a Christmas do at the end of the season, as well as we all encourage each other when we're playing, so it's a good social. I mean, me personally, I think it can be as physical or less physical as you make it. So some of the ladies only come for a few times and then they play as much as they like, and then you get people that play higher up on the teams that have more intense games. So it can be intense or it could be quite easy and flowing. And we also do the racket ball, so which is a bit slower, and it bounces higher, so it's a bit easier. So we have different age groups as well that does that. Kind of got something near enough for every night at the moment, because we've got Mondays are going to be the ladies squash, Tuesdays a club night for everyone to come down and play everyone, Wednesdays you've got the ladies where you've got the beginners, and then you go to the mediates and more league squash training, and then obviously Thursday you've got the men's, and then you've got all the Friday and the weekends for events and things.
What's the best thing about Prestbury Squash Club?
Oh, there's so many things. Obviously I love the people here. I love the layout, because you've got all the bar, you can watch, you've got people up on the gallery watching, you've got people cheering and cheering them on. I mean, the atmosphere is always good. The atmosphere is always a good thing. I've basically grown up in this club at Prestbury.
Andrew Worsley began playing squash as a way to keep active and joined the club after being impressed with the club's welcoming feel.
I think I first got involved with squash about 12 years ago. I'm 61 at the moment, but my background really was one more of football. I played a lot of football right up to the age of about 40. Then I started to get a bit of knee problems, stopped the football, got the knees fixed, and then just got into squash. So don't play football these days, but squash is just a really effective way of just keeping fit. I moved over from my previous place, which was Runcorn, just on 5 years ago, and I did have a look at three or four of the local clubs, and it's when I came to Prestbury that one of the members actually came up, asked me whether I was playing or whether I was a visitor, told them I was a visitor, and then the next day I got an email from the club inviting me to come down. A couple of their players sent me an email saying, oh, I'd love to have a game. So I just thought, this is a friendly club. So, there's nothing wrong with the other clubs. There's some good clubs in the area, very good clubs. But I suppose, Prestbury just showed that degree of, warm friendliness. So I joined them. Squash is great. The camaraderie is good. We look forward to playing on a Thursday night. We don't take it too seriously. Well, one or two do, but most of us don't take it too seriously. We have a drink and a bit of a meal afterwards. So it's a social event as well as a sporting event for us. When I stopped playing football, I put on a little bit of weight and lost a bit of my fitness, got into squash. And, I read something a little while ago that of all the sports, squash is the best for just overall fitness, for cardio, for flexibility, for muscle strength. It's the number one sport for keeping in shape. And as you start to get on, it's good to know that you're in shape and you can keep up with some of the younger members of the club. Even though it's an individual sport, it is kind of intimate in that the squash courts are relatively small compared to a tennis court or something else. And therefore, most clubs have balconies where people, spectators can watch, players can watch. And therefore, you can give your player a degree of support, a degree of encouragement. And, sometimes it's good to know that you've got your people, rooting for you so close to you, literally just feet away at the back of the court. Which is a bit different from a football game or, something else. So, yeah, it's an individual sport. It's very intense. But, it can also, in some respects, be quite social and intimate in that respect.
The club will be hosting a PSA Challenger Tour event for the first time, which will see professional players from across Europe compete in a three-day elite competition starting on Friday the 22nd of October. Alongside the elite tournament, there will also be an adult and junior graded tournament open to players from across the local area.
On the 22nd of October, we're running our first ever PSA event, which is part of the professional tour. So we'll be having some of the top ranked players in the world come down to play at Prestbury, competing for the title. The Challenger Tour is kind of like one step below the world tour. So the World Tour deals with the top ranked players in the world, so you kind of ones and twos. The Challenger Tour is kind of one step below that, so all the aspiring pros that are coming up the ranks, it gives them an opportunity to get some ranking points and earn some money through playing, because these guys are all professional players, so squash is their way of earning a living. So it's quite a good way of getting those players a bit of money and ranking points. I think it's definitely going to raise the profile of the club a little bit, I guess, among the players that are coming to come and play here, but everybody else as well. It just gets its name out there a little bit. At the same time, we're running a graded tournament, which a graded tournament basically means there's four grades of varying levels. So for example, the A grade would be for the top players in the leagues and around the Northwest, who aren't quite professional players but still play at a good level. And then all the way down to the D event, which would be for players who are maybe new to the sport, beginner players, who want to have a go at a more competitive game rather than just the friendly games at the local club.
If you're still unsure whether squash is the sport for you, here's Chris, Sarah and Andrew on what they enjoy most about being involved in the sport.
It gives you a hobby for life, so it's going to be one of those things that becomes a big part of your life. It's a great group of people that you're going to meet. They're very kind of like-minded individuals, so you get to meet new friends and new social circles, and all at the same time as keeping really fit by playing squash.
It's a great exercise that you're enjoying the game and you're doing immense exercise without you realising it in a small space of time as well, so you can do so much in a little space of time. And you've got like the King's School as well, they're doing with their school, so they're coming down. You've got loads of others. It's really good for all ages. Just have a walk down or a pop down, even if it's just for a chat, and see other people and see what the game's about and see if you enjoy it. You can always just have a little hit or come down for a bit more. It's totally open for whatever you want to do.
Tuesday evening is club night. Anyone can come down. We have a membership, of course, but anyone can play. It's just a little £3 for a guest fee. And they're a really friendly bunch. Come down, doesn't matter what your level of fitness is. There's players of all levels. We've got some social players who don't play team squash. We've got team players who play in Division 5. And our top team play right up in Division 2, which is a very high standard. So, yeah, come down, give it a go. You won't regret it.